Hello, DDS. This is middle of the week. I guess we're in week four, right? Week four started yesterday. Message. So I'm looking at your self-analysis projects. The ones I've looked at are good, but I just want to put out there again how important it is to follow instructions. So many of you have links in the discussion. You don't have links on iDrive. There's a reason that I ask for all the things I do. So I want to make sure that you're reading instructions and following through with instructions. Some of you like just uploaded your video. That's not what I wanted. I wanted it on YouTube and I wanted the YouTube link. So if you got a grade that you're not happy with, I'm going to allow you to fix it. So fix it. So I want to tell you a couple of stories, class. I've been teaching this class for quite a while, and I don't know if I mentioned this in one of the first or second podcasts to you, but I used to take students to local firms in town, like Esparza, Studio 505, McKee Walrick, and I would just hear these stories from their art directors and things like that. And I've had these type of students in the past too. Like I call them rock star students. Their designs are amazing and they know, the programs inside and out, and they're fantastic. But they don't follow instructions. And sometimes it's really simple things. Like I would have asked in an assignment for them to add something or a date, and they just didn't. And so, what I've learned too from industry, and talking to people in industry is sometimes it doesn't matter how talented you are. Sometimes it's about following through and following instructions. And so, what I've heard a lot from industry folks is that they may not work with the best designers, but they may work with someone who maybe isn't like the rock star designer, but they work with someone because they follow instructions and they follow through and they meet deadlines and all this type of stuff. So I really want to convey to you how important this is. And there is rationale for the reason I do it. And I'm not sure if you guys just think, oh, I loaded it in the discussion. That's all she needs. That's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking you to kind of follow through and make sure that all those elements are there. I used to be a lot on, many hiring teams. And, people didn't follow instructions. They didn't give us what they wanted. Like, we wanted a reference sheet. We wanted, their resume or their information to be a certain number of pages. They just went into the trash. We didn't bother to contact those people and say, hey, you know what? You're a strong candidate. Can you fix it? No. So you really just want to make sure that your first impressions are you're meeting everything they want. People in industry often, even freelance these days, people apply for what they call requests, like RFPs, requests for proposals. You have to make sure that you're meeting everything they want in those RFPs. If they want your, sheet in Word to be formatted a certain way and the margins to be a certain way, like it has to be like that. This is also for grants. I think they do this on purpose, class, to eliminate people because they don't pay attention and they don't read material. And so don't let this be you. Some of you are strong designers. You're doing your whole self-analysis. I asked for strengths and weaknesses. I didn't hear it. I didn't read it. It wasn't there. Why? I don't know. So please make sure, in upcoming projects, and this may not pertain to at all. You could have gotten a perfect grade and fantastic and great feedback from me. But some of you, if you didn't follow directions, I'm giving you a chance to fix it, but I don't want to see this happening again. And I want you to be stronger, and a way to be stronger is not just, like I said, being, completely adept with the program. That's awesome. That's just one part of it. There are so many parts of being successful as a designer graphic artist. One is following instructions. One is meeting deadlines. One is being able to sell yourself. You know, I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but I'll try to incorporate some stories. Class, if you want to work on your own and do freelance, take some classes, take sales classes, learn how to sell yourself. Like, seriously, take classes in marketing and business, because part of all of this stuff is believing in yourself and selling yourself to people and saying, hey, this is why you want to use me as opposed to A, B, and C, right? Or these other people in industry. So you really have to be confident. I used to do this project. It just amazed me every time I gave this project out in my face-to-face class. And, you know, it might have been, who knows, it was probably a logo project or something like that. And I would always say, okay, now everyone, I want you to stand by the strongest project in class. Like, I want you to, you know, figure it out. Because we would work in little cohorts and give criticism and constructive feedback to each other. Or they would give it to each other and I would kind of, you know, jump in or chime in. And inevitably, people would not stand by their own work. And I was like, what is wrong with that picture? Like, you want to believe in yourself enough that you sell yourself to other people. I realize in school, you're learning, you're making mistakes, you're doing all this stuff. But there's kind of this element of confidence that you have to have as designer artists, right? You wouldn't go to a tattoo artist without investigating that person, looking at their portfolio, looking at all the stuff, right? So you guys really just work on those other components, because I think that sometimes people get caught up in, oh, I just need to know the insides and, you know, in and outs of this program. Yes, that's important. Yes, I need to, you know, work on myself as a designer. Yes, all those things are important, but you miss all these other pieces about believing in yourself, selling yourself, following deadlines, following parameters of what people ask for. That's number one, is giving the client what they want. If the client's asking you, hey, I want this to be this, da, 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 maybe you don't necessarily believe it. You might stir them in another direction, like, ooh, that's maybe not a good color choice. But inevitably, you want to get paid. So you're going to do what they want, right? So in these situations with class, I'm your client. Some of you are doing amazing with this first project. Some of you, not so great. I'm not happy. So fix it, do better. And every project, I'm telling many of you, do better. The next project, project two is coming along. Project three, do better than project two. You know, the final project, do better. Push yourselves every time. I know we're in a pandemic. Our energy is up and down right now, you guys, but really try to focus and do better with every single project that you put out there. But realize that as a person working in a firm or whatever, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. This is the arena to make mistakes, but don't do it again. Don't do it again. And I'm telling you, if you have made these little mistakes, it means you're not reading information carefully. If you have questions, you can email me and say, Sonia, or you can call me on the phone or whatever and say, what do you exactly want for this? And I will, by all means, tell you, you know, what I'm looking for. If you have any kind of questions at all, class, but I don't want to run into this again. I want to make sure that you're following what I want from now on. Okay, that's what I got for you. Happy Friday night. Bye-bye.